In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Yesterday, I was doing some errands in the Phoenix area, driving around town. And I drove by a church that had one of those electronic signs that has a message that you can read. And the message on this particular church sign was, God is still at work. God is still at work. And I thought of that, and I thought of how God continues to work in the world and through us, through the Holy Spirit. And I thought of also how this weekend God worked through the great prophet Martin Luther King Jr., whom we celebrate tomorrow. And I found this quote that I want to share with you on the screen. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Today, I'd like us to think about light and love. To be light and be love. And how do we do that? How do we be light and love and do what the gospel calls us to do? To love God and love our neighbor. Perhaps this might be a new resolution if you're into doing resolutions spiritually or any other kind for 2024. To think about how in your life, in your context, you can be light and be love. And that maybe everything we do or say can be looked through a prism or glasses, maybe one right here, be light and be love. One of the things in our gospel today, the next picture is a depiction of these disciples under the tree. Jesus went to Galilee, not far away. He found Philip and said, "Follow me." And Philip was from Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote. Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." And what does Nathanael say? "Wow, that's pretty cool." He goes, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" A little snippy, right? So that's not really being light or love right there, right? Poor Nazareth. But sometimes we do that. You know, science tells us that we have more negative thoughts in the day than positive thoughts. And it's natural through our evolution because we had to be aware of, is this woolly mammoth going to eat me? You know, flight or fight. So we have to work at being positive. It doesn't come naturally to us. And it's not our fault. It's part of our DNA, part of our, you know, formation of our brain. So if Nathanael were here today, I might ask him a question. And I think you've heard me say this before. There's three questions to ask on the screen, you see. What we're going to say or do, is it kind first? That right there with Nathanael, no, the answer is no, so we better stop while we're ahead, right? So if it's kind, then the next question, is it necessary? Yes or no, and sometimes that's hard to discern. And then the last one, if it is necessary, is it true? So sometimes we get into the gossip mill and we become like Nathanael and we get a little negative and grumblings and whatever, and can anything good come out of Nazareth? When we need to really ask ourselves to put on those glasses of being light and being love. And is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it true? One time at a vestry meeting at my old church in Texas, it was St. Martin in the Fields, Episcopal Church in the northern suburbs of Fort Worth. We were having a, we had our vestry meetings on Sunday, the third Sunday after church, and we had a big kind of a boardroom table in the parish hall, and we're all sitting around, and I don't even remember the topic that we were discussing, but there was some little bickering that was going on, little Nathaniel-ish type of stuff, and it was, people began to question the other person's either faith or their dedication to the church or the job that they were doing as a volunteer. And things got really a little bit too much. So I said to myself, this meeting either has to stop or I need to interrupt the meeting. Because we weren't being very Christian toward each other, which sometimes happens in churches. We were being kind of Nathaniel-like. So I got up and I went over to where the chairs were stacked in the corner, and I got a chair and I brought it over to the boardroom table, and I put the empty chair right next to the table. And people kind of were looking around like that. And I didn't say anything for a little bit. And someone asked me, is someone else joining us? I said, yes, Jesus has just joined our meeting. Now we pray always before a meeting, but sometimes we got to be reminded that everything we do around here is about Christ, love, light, kindness, respecting the dignity in every person. And again, Dr. King, the next slide, that darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light. Only love can drive out hate. And so if we go back one screen to the three questions I'd like to posit for us is, in everything we do, like the lens of be light and be love, to ask these questions, maybe starting in 2024, especially if there's some gossip or whatever, is it kind? Is it necessary to share that? And is it true? Now, we usually ask the other way, don't we? Whether it's true or not, or sometimes we share stuff without it being true. But if we can get in the order, 1, 2, 3, is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it true? Then I think what that allows us then is to really understand what it's to be light and to be love. And just like the realization when a chair is placed at a table and Jesus is joining us now, meaning let's stop being Nathaniel-like and be Christ-like. And we all have that, including me. I have my Nathanielness. How can we do that in 2024? Here or in your own context, in your own work or retirement or friendship? Because the collect that we prayed at the very beginning of the service, that Father Wayne prayed on your first paper, is that we pray to God, grant that we, your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that Christ's light can shine through us when we are aware to put on the glasses of being light and love. And when we're not, God still forgives us, because that's the kind of God we believe in. When we come up short, when we miss the mark, it happens every day. But to remember the ideal is to be that light and to be that love of Christ. And concretely to ask, is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it true? So that we can shine the brightest of all with God's love working through us. And to that we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.